recognise the name straight away, but Antonín Josef Čermák, a miner's son from Kladno's central Bohemia, is one of the most famous Czech Americans to have ever lived. Anton, or Tony Čermák, became mayor of Chicago at the height of Prohibition, overhauled Democratic Party politics in the city, and was then assassinated in the most mysterious of surroundings. All quite dramatic for someone who started his career selling firewood. Josef Opatrný teaches American history at Prague's Charles University. A specialist in the period, he says that Čermák belonged to one of the first big waves of Czech immigration to the States.
Anton Čermák arrived in the United States in the 1870s, this time following on shortly after the American Civil War had a great significance for European emigration to the United States.
During this period, thousands of Czechs emigrated to America, lured by the promise of land. Abraham Lincoln's government was offering 160 acres of the Midwest's finest turf to settlers from Europe as part of the government's Homestead Act. But there were other reasons for urban Czechs like Čermák's father to emigrate, as Josef Opatrný explains.
At the end of the 1860s, a wave of Czech intellectuals, such as the famous poet Václav Sládek, went to the United States. Václav Sládek came back after a short time, but with lots of information about the excellent conditions there, both in terms of the political freedom and the economic opportunities to be had. And these conditions weren't just there for farmers. They were in place for anyone who was willing to work. Industrial labourers and miners and so on could benefit as well. And Anton Čermák's father was a miner from Kladno, who said to himself, armed with just this information, that he would take his family with him and start a new life abroad.
Čermák and his family moved to Braidwood, Illinois, where young Anton went to school for 3 years before joining his father down the mines. When he was old enough, Tony moved to Chicago to make his fortune in the big city. But what was the Chicago of the time like? Again, here's Josef Opatrný.
Chicago was becoming an important industrial centre and an important centre for the processing of agricultural products in particular. And at this time, the symbol of Chicago, one of the city's biggest businesses, were its slaughterhouses. So Chicago was processing tons of meat and requiring a massive labour force to do so. And this is what originally brought young Čermák to Chicago. He really took like a duck to water in the cosmopolitan city atmosphere, and he quickly realised that the differences between the numerous ethnic groups living there could prove to be politically important. He started to get involved in the Democratic Party.
Čermák's political star rose fast.
In the 1900s, he first became a member of the Illinois State Legislature and quickly advanced through its ranks. His political career peaked in 1931. It really was enormous, his achievement. He became one of the most important American Czechs ever. His career peaked when he was voted mayor of Chicago. And it's interesting to remember that all this was at a time when Chicago was being hailed as the second biggest Czech city in the world, because in the 1920s and 1930s, statistics tell us that more than 100,000 Czechs were living there.
V Chicagu podle různých statistik žije přes 100,000 Čechů.
According to Dr. Opatrný, while Czechs and Germans, say, living beside each other in Europe, would not necessarily get on with each other at that time, these national tensions vanished upon arrival in America.
Čermák was, I think, a very able politician indeed, and he certainly used this to his advantage. And I'll tell you another thing he really used in his favour in the run-up to the municipal elections of 1931. He used the fact that in America at this time, prohibition was still in place.
Čermák is said to have overhauled Democratic Party politics in Chicago. He wooed some key black politicians away from the Republican Party and over to the Democrat side. As the only foreign-born mayor that Chicago has ever had, he won over and united the city's different immigrant communities. Since Saramac's predecessor, William Thompson, Chicago has never had another Republican mayor. Saramac also waged a war on Prohibition, or more specifically, the gangsters such as Al Capone who were thriving on the black market that Prohibition brought about. Saramac battled to scrap Prohibition altogether, which made him some powerful enemies. In 1933, Saramac was shot, but no one's completely sure whether this was an assassination attempt upon him or President-elect Franklin D. Roosevelt, who he was shaking hands with at the time. Saramac died from his wounds some weeks later, and his assassin, Giuseppe Zangara, was executed. But what's Dr. Opatrný's take on it all?
Já si spíš myslím, že to byl asi skutečný atentát na Čermáka, ale prosím vás, o to se hádají.
I think that it was most likely an attack on Mayor Saramac. But of course, American historians have been arguing about this for 70 years and still haven't come to a conclusion. There are motives for both cases, but I think it was probably Saramac that Zangara was aiming for. But it's also true that after the attack, Saramac was quoted as saying to Roosevelt, "I'm glad it was me and not you." And this is taken as proof that Saramac himself thought this was an attack on Roosevelt.
Throughout his life, Saramac maintained contact with his motherland.
Saramac left Czech soil when he was only 1 year old, but he spoke fluent Czech and he kept in touch with the Czech community, not only in the United States, but here as well. He visited what was then Czechoslovakia in 1932. He had been in contact with Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk during the First World War, when he was already a significant politician. And when he came here in 1932, it was in part to spend his holidays with President Masaryk in
Topolčanka.
In fact, we've got Czech radio archive footage of Anton Saramac during his Czechoslovak visit. Here he is greeting his listeners and countrymen with the slightest of American accents.
Vážení posluchači a drazí rodáci, jsem nesmírně rád, že mohu k vám promluvit po rádio hned pod...
In his speech, Saramac encourages Czechs to venture to Chicago to witness the World's Fair being held there the following year. The legacy of both the fair and indeed Saramac himself live on in Chicago nearly a century of progress later. Next time you take the red metro line to what's now Saramac Chinatown, spare a thought for the miner's son from Kladno who really made it good.